With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Political observer Ben Domenech says the effort to have Matt Gaetz confirmed as Attorney General would have been a big distraction for Donald Trump moving into his second term in the White House.
But it isn't even worth it. You're going to be spending political capital on this guy, you know, for several months, you know, in a way that hampers your whole opening and your first 100 days and everything like that. Why not hit the ground running?
Domenech adds there's something else to consider.
So you have a controversial pick in every situation, but the question is how much energy are you going to expend for that pick? Are they worth it?
Gaetz has been hounded by allegations of misconduct and had been the subject of a House ethics probe. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has announced five more cabinet choices, including Treasury Secretary, tapping billionaire investor Scott Bessent for the job. Also at SRNnews.com, former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says he expects Donald Trump to try and find a negotiated settlement to bring an end to the war in Ukraine.
The Russian state has been degraded. Sweden and Finland are now in NATO. This has been a strategic loss for Putin. And I think he probably wants to get out on terms that don't make that loss worse. I think Trump realizes that.
Senator Talent tells the Salem Radio Network he expects President Trump to begin talks immediately when he takes office to bring an end to the war in Ukraine. A major storm continues to drop heavy snow and record rain in California, causing small landslides and flooding some streets. The storm arrived in the Pacific Northwest earlier in the week, killing two people and knocking out power to hundreds of thousands before moving through Northern California. Meanwhile, on the opposite coast, winter storm warnings are in effect for areas spanning from the Northeast to Central Appalachia. Service workers at Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina voting on whether or not to go on a 24-hour strike around Thanksgiving amid complaints about low wages. This is SRN News. A new study on faith and loneliness with SRN's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the American Bible Society, and it reveals that Christians who are more spiritually engaged are less likely to feel lonely than believers who are not. The poll finds that those who read the Bible regularly, are involved in a church, and practice forgiveness don't feel as isolated. Loneliness is a growing problem in the U.S., with about 75% of the general population reporting being lonely at least some of the time, younger people especially. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The five-year campaign to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral has never been short of cash. Nearly 1 billion euros in donations were pledged within days of the 2019 fire that ravaged the most famous church in France, and now there's a surplus. Officials say 140 million euros still remain from the unprecedented outpouring of funds. Notre Dame is set to reopen to the public next month, just in time for Christmas celebrations. This is SRN News. A New Mexico school is under the microscope.
The New Mexico State Auditor has identified multiple instances of wasteful spending and improper use of public funds at Western New Mexico University. The Office of the State Auditor says university management and regents failed to uphold their fiduciary responsibilities. State lawmakers started raising questions last year about overseas trips by University President Joseph Shepard and his wife's use of a university credit card. The university says changes have been made and an independent audit is underway. John Scott reported.
Chuck Woolery, the affable, smooth-talking game show host of Wheel of Fortune, Love Connection, and Scrabble, who later became a right-wing podcaster, skewering liberals and accusing the government of lying about COVID-19, has died. Mark Young, Woolery's podcast co-host and friend, sent an email early Sunday announcing the news. Chuck Woolery died in his home in Texas. He was 83 years old. This is SRN News.